With just 4 days left until the special congressional election between Republican Rick Saccone and Democrat Connor Lamb, the candidates are pushing to get out the vote. 90.5 WESA's Ann Lee Herring has this report on volunteers who have been instrumental to both campaigns.
Lamb's volunteers started laying the groundwork to try to flip Pennsylvania's 18th congressional district south of Pittsburgh a while ago, long before they knew Lamb would be their candidate.
We're out canvassing for Connor Lamb. I'm a volunteer.
On a recent afternoon, Lynn Hughes was going door-to-door in Mount Lebanon to win support for the Lamb campaign. Hughes' efforts originally started when she founded the grassroots organization Mount Lebanon Rise Up around the time President Trump took office.
I figured I have a house. I'll host a meeting. I thought maybe five people would show up. It was about 25 at our first one.
Mount Lebanon Rise Up now has over 350 members, says Hughes. One of the group's first initiatives was called Mondays with Murphy, where they'd hold protests outside one of former GOP Congressman Tim Murphy's offices. Murphy's resignation last fall is what prompted the special election. The Affordable Care Act became the group's primary focus, and for Hughes it was personal because she has a heart disorder. She says the protests weren't taken seriously.
They called us, I think, street theater is what the chairman of the PA Republicans said about Mondays with Murphy. But we were behind the scenes organizing and preparing and getting ready for elections like this one.
Now the 18th district finds itself with a tight race between Lamb and Saccone. And as the election nears, Mount Lebanon Rise Up is working with a coalition of groups throughout the district to drive turnout for Lamb. Mikey Reedy's house in Mount Lebanon has become a staging ground for the campaign.
Can I go in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's like a little messy in there. It's a busy time.
Yard signs for Lamb are leaning against the wall in the dining room, and volunteers work at a table stacked with campaign leaflets. Reedy leads a group called Progress 18 PA, and like Hughes, she protested at Murphy's office. She says he should have stood up to Trump.
Nobody was being, they weren't being there to the check. That's what they're there for, to be a check on the executive power. And they weren't doing their job.
Reedy is hopeful that Lamb could be that check. But Hughes sometimes worries they're being unrealistic, that their excitement about flipping the 18th could be distorting their view of Lamb's chances.
We're well aware that we live in the bubble of the suburbs of Pittsburgh and our district, and we think it's going great.
About a 25-minute drive away in Washington County, Karen Kale of South Point says she's doing whatever she can to help the Republican Saccone get elected. She spends a few days a week at campaign headquarters. While Kale acknowledges the energy on Lamb's side, she says there are more important things.
Bottom line is, it's who goes out to the polls, you know, who goes out on election day.
Kale's excited about Saccone.
I really, really like this candidate, and I believe he's a true conservative and not what they call a rhino Republican in name only.
Kale is confident Saccone will prevail because she says he's a good fit for the 18th. He supports the recent GOP tax cuts and opposes abortion. His support for Cole is crucial to Christina Saccone, who's also campaigning for the Republican. She lives in South Franklin Township in Washington County, not far from the Greene County line. She says her family has a lot at stake in this election, and they take comfort in Saccone's vocal support of President Trump. Her husband's a coal miner, and she says his hours were cut in half when Barack Obama was president and stepped up environmental regulations.
As soon as Trump won, things got better, and they're better than they've ever been.
Saccone says most people she knows either work in coal or in coal-related industries and support Saccone. She says they're wary of Democrats, even a moderate like Lamb.
I see a lot of Saccone signs. I mean, that's all I see. I don't think I've seen a Lamb sign anywhere near where I live.
Saccone says she made a similar observation with Trump before he hurtled to victory in 2016. Ann Lee Herring, 90.5 WESA News.